This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Delta Work, and it's time for Very Scary Delta, where it's Halloween all month long. Cheryl Hole is here, but first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M. Oh.
M.
Are you a ghoulita like me? Do you want to suck blood like me? Do you wear a sexy nun costume just like me? Do you wear hypnotique at Halloween like me? Do you drink green jello shots like me? Do you love fun size candy like me? Well, if you do, then you must be
Very Scary Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Scary Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who played Sister Irene in her local production of The Nun 2. But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta.
Ghoul off, Delta!
Here's what I think of the Halloween stores this year. I think that Spirit Halloween has hit this spot where there's something for everyone. Once upon a time, you would go to like the Halloween stores, and I don't really even know when Spirit came around as like the leader, but they've been the leader for a long time. You would go to these stores, and for someone like myself who looks like me, who is my size, I would always have a hard time walking out with a costume, right? I live just off my whole life, off the run of the 5 freeway in LA. And there were always two Halloween stores, and they were just called Halloween Superstore. And they were open 365. They were open every day of the year, always Halloween stuff. And then throughout the year, they would have like Easter stuff or whatever. You could occasionally get something there, but they're big and tall or plus size would just be extra large. And just so everybody knows, and we're on the same page, an extra large is the largest size of what's considered to be average sizing. So that's not big and tall. That's big and tall if you're an extra small. So, you know, over these years, Spirit Halloween has like elevated themselves to introducing costumes for everyone. And originally they would carry like costumes that were maybe like the 1X or whatever. And that would be for ladies who were like a 16, which if you're a 2, that is big. But now Spirit, they've got men's profiled clothing, women's profiled clothing. And I say profiled because as we know, these are interchangeable. You can wear whoever you want. You can wear whatever you want. But I'm telling you, I walked into Spirit the other day and I could have easily walked out with 4 costumes that would have fit me perfectly. Cause some of them I like put up to myself. Some of them I actually tried on cause they had them there. I loved it. And the other thing that I fell in love with that has just gotten better, they actually have what they call Spirit Halloween exclusives. And one of those exclusives that I got, I had to travel around Southern California to find it because I saw my Gordo right here. This is Gordo, the pumpkin, and it's actually called that. Comes with the stand, comes with the pumpkin. It's full animatronic. You see that its mouth opens up. It does the whole thing. It makes a noise. It's on a timer. I mean, that thing legitimately was available there. It's available to you to have in your home if you want just like one thing. They used to not have stuff like that. You could get like a pumpkin, a small decoration. They have got this, I mean, they've got like massive, massive items that can go in on lawns or on top of things. They've got blow-ups, animatronics. The rhinestoning level of stuff, my mind blew. My mind blew. Last year, I remember they introduced this like Ariana Grande sort of those bunny ears. She had that mask, like Dangerous Woman or whatever it's called. And it was like fully rhinestone. I'm talking about like $24.99. You can't even get the rhinestones for that price in downtown. I'm sure, listen, I get it. You know, people are probably losing their lives to manufacture this stuff. But, you know, the world's on fire. You're not going to be able to fix it. Spend $24.99. Be Ariana Grande. The Spirit Halloween store, when it's, we're talking about props, the nail game. That I buy nails from Spirit Halloween all throughout September, October, when the stuff is out. I will say, I don't think they do coupons. I don't think they do like a regular sale. Like everything's 25% off today. But they do a lot of coupons online. So if you're interested in going, I would go to their Instagram and they print up a coupon. But check the dates because that's kind of funky sometimes. There's another store that's rivaling Spirit Halloween and it's called Halloween City. And just like Spirit, they take over abandoned stores. So there's one in... near me in Long Beach that I go to that I think used to be like an old David's Bridal or it used to be an old David's Bridal or something like that. But they have the props like no other. They had this skeleton. I'm telling you, you see me here at this desk, but if you can imagine this desk and then another one on this side and another one on this side and the middle is like a massive, massive skeleton head and then skeleton arms that look like they're coming out of the ground. I mean, this thing's like, I don't know, $600, something like that. I'm not going to go buy it, but I could. I have the space for it now. I'd love to have it up all year round. Those 13-foot skeletons, they have them there. The costumes are insane. They're so good. You really have to look into them. But I also suggest, because these stores can only have so many of each thing, you have to look online because, you know, some of these costumes that are like the larger size range, like a 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X, those go quickly because a lot of times people like myself who've never been able to see those items in the store and available, they're going to grab them. They're going to know like, well, shit, for this price point, I might as well grab it. I could always bring it back later if it doesn't work. A lot of times, I mean, a lot of people generally don't like to try on clothing, but I'm telling you now, as a plus size, big and tall person, I used to not like to try things on in the store because I always, I don't know, it's just like a thing. There's like baggage from that because you don't want to try it on and it doesn't fit because the people that manufacture these things aren't really manufacturing them from the actual standpoint of somebody who has to put that clothing on. I mean, I've advocated for years and will always advocate that people who make costumes or clothing or any of those things should really have a team of people who wear that stuff and live in those bodies, actually try them on and say, this is what happens when I sit down in it. This is what happens when I stand up in it. This is what happens when I reach my arm up. So like all that stuff matters. I feel like they are taking that into consideration now at Spirit, especially, and over at Halloween City, you're getting these options. You're getting the coverage. You're getting the support that you need. I am a little bit let down. I'm actually always let down by Walmart. I feel like, Walmart, they have an online thing where they're trying to be like Amazon and they could do that. I think they are the powerhouse that could do that. But the clothing that they offer, the costumes, come on. I know that they are marketing to a certain price point. So I get it. I'm not looking for extra super good quality costumes for like children because they're only going to be used one time. And then the next year they're going to grow out of it. So it's okay for them to be made out of like tablecloth fabric or things like that. And for parents that maybe only have a certain budget, like that works. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We have space for all kinds of costumes. I absolutely champion that. However, they should have some other elevated options that are a little bit nicer, a little bit more of a price point. Target is another one. The Hide and Eek brand that they used to have, like you'd walk in the store and it would be like Halloween shop this way. And like, you'd be excited to go look at their stuff. While I am impressed by a lot of the decor, like the small animatronics, I bought a thing that's like a projector for my entryway. I thought that looked really cool. There are things like that that are super cool, but the costumes, I mean, come on. We get it. Enough with the hot dog. Like, you bring that out every year. I think it's fun. I think it's office safe. I think for somebody that doesn't necessarily want to do too much, but wants to kind of stand out a little bit, I think those are fun options. You know, they don't want to do too much makeup. I get it. You got to have those. But bring something else in, and definitely bring some plus size options in there. Are you kidding me, Target? You have your Ava and Viv and all that stuff over there up to a women's 4X. I mean, these are generously sized, generous coverage. You can't throw something in the Halloween section. Are you that dumb? Stop being dumb. Start putting some options out there. You know, people are walking around with their Starbucks, walking around with their, look at Halloween. Pumpkin spice. Oh, this and that. And then you go look for a costume and all you can buy is what? Vampire teeth? Oh, I'm going to shred my t-shirt and put on vampire teeth because that's all I have. Target. Listen, the war has been hard on all of us, Target. I get it. Mr. Veterinarian, the war has been hard on all of us. We understand COVID. I get it. But the thing is, you could get these clothes. You could get something. You could at least have like a cool witch dress. Maybe you have it online. Maybe I should go online like I recommend for the other stores. But at least the other stores have it in store. Like, you could actually go in. Even if they're sold out, the option was there. I don't see enough of an option at Target. I really, really don't. Target and Walmart try to put these wigs in there. Girl, bye. The wig game is so fierce right now. You can get a decent wig on Amazon, honestly, under $20. You have this $14.99 price point for these wigs that are going to catch fire if I hold it under my arm too long walking to the register. So, you know, I'm just saying to you, like, you could up that game. And then I know a lot of people, Nightmare Before Christmas led people to this place where, like, Halloween and Christmas could be the same. I say go for it. You can do whatever you want. But I saw a lot of, like, little fur Christmas trees in black and a lot of all that. But so you're spending a lot of time with that, thinking that everybody wants to decorate their house. What about October 31st? You're thinking about, I don't know, September 54th. You're thinking of the 12th of Never, but you're not thinking of October 31st. We want costumes. We want them to fit. Stop putting plus size on things and saying plus size is 165 pounds. It's not. You're fucking lying. You're gaslighting people and you're lazy. I need Target and I need Walmart to step it up. Step up that puss. Do you want to see me take a break? Because I think you want to see me take a break. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Hi. and a tree up. Woo! Shut up.
All right, let's do it. She worked at TGI Fridays. It's the exquisite Cheryl Hole.
Hello, Delta.
Hi.
Hello, my angel. How are you doing?
I'm super, super glad that you're here.
Tis the season to be spooky.
Right, right.
La 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 la. I've never truly experienced a full US Halloween. So to be here, uh-huh. right now, I'm so buzzed. Like, I feel like I'm going to have an education, especially from the Queen of Halloween.
Halloween, for some reason, gets earlier and earlier every year. The retailers put it out early. I mean, it was out. I purchased this in June at a hardware store. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, it's everywhere. It will be everywhere. Pumpkin spice drops at a certain time, but Halloween decor starts early. I don't know what it is. And there's not really like a rage of Halloween retail-wise in the UK, right?
No, you'll probably get it about 2 weeks before.
Okay.
You'll get like the multi-packs of sweets ready to throw out on the 31st. But other than that, you wouldn't be able to find that jack-o'-lantern anywhere.
Really?
Not until at least the 2nd of October. But June.
It's early.
Roll on 2024.
Yeah.
That'll be Easter. It'll be out with the bunnies.
It really does. And you kind of can gauge like what month it is based on what is coming out. I mean, already the majority of the stores have at least one aisle of Christmas out.
See, that's right where now. We do it as well. We're like Christmas in July, okay. Whatever the saying is. Like,
uh-huh.
You'll literally put your Easter bunnies away, get the Easter eggs out. Do you do Easter eggs here?
We do Easter eggs.
Oh my Christ. I could devour an Easter egg right now.
But like a hollow one or something filled?
Yeah, like a hollow one.
Okay.
So you get the hollow one. So say, for example, let's take M&Ms.
Okay.
You'll get an M&M chocolate egg. Okay. And then you'll get like an assortment of M&Ms with the egg. So you get your little chocky fix, but you get the full chocolate egg as well. I love it. I could devour it. I could have it right now.
When you crack it open, do you immediately chew it or do you let it melt?
Right. I know this is controversial. I love chocolate in a fridge.
Okay.
I love chocolate to be crisp mm-hmm. and cold.
I like that.
So you get that crunch. So like an Easter egg is like perfect. I love how we're talking about Easter when it's Halloween.
I mean, we have to.
I mean, tis the chocolate
There's
season.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Yeah. Very Delta. It's very Delta of us to go off on different tangents.
Yeah.
I honestly have to say, completely other tangent, I feel like we are the same person though.
I love this. I love this.
I feel like I'm British Delta, just sitting here.
I think there needs to be that, and I think there needs to be U.S. Cheryl.
That's called Alyssa.
Oh.
That's what people called me when I first came out on Drag Race UK. Oh, she's the UK Alyssa. I was like, because I did one tongue pop.
Uh-huh.
They called it a day, but yeah. Anyway, chocolate. I'd love biting into it, but I do like it melting. But if it's already melting before I've bitten it, I don't want to have it.
Okay.
I don't want to see it.
Okay.
It's got to be crisp and cold. And me and my husband fight about this all the time because he wants room temperature and I want fridge.
Okay.
And that's the only thing we'll disagree on.
Is it going to be milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Any chocolate.
Any chocolate.
I'll take all the chocolate. Any chocolate. White chocolate. Is white chocolate a thing here?
Yeah, you can get white chocolate, of course.
I mean, if I could rank chocolates, it would go milk, white, dark.
Okay.
And that's the way I'll play it. But okay. I love a dark with a sea salt.
Oh, that is so good.
It's so sexy.
That is like, so good.
You put it in your mouth and you just want to go, oh my God. Like, it's uh-huh. just that contradicting like flavors.
Can you do it again there in that same way, but maybe more heightened?
Oh, yeah. Sea salt, dark chucky, come in me. Yeah.
that's how it should feel when you have, that's Easter to me.
Trust
I mean, that's
believe.
How I feel at Easter. Absolutely. You, something that we, because we are very similar, although I've never been a server, but you've been a server at a chain restaurant, and I love chain restaurants.
Oh,
TGI
so do
Fridays. I didn't even know they had TGI Fridays in the UK.
Yeah, so it's like completely different from US TGI Fridays.
Okay.
They take all the fundamentals of it, but it's completely different. So like the US departments have nothing to do with it. So they have their own CEO, they have their own menus, they have their own everything.
Is it like bangers and mash burger or like what is it?
Absolutely not. No, it's still like the quintessential, like your sesame chicken strips, your mozzarella dippers, your Jack Daniel's glaze. Like it's everything TGI Fridays, but they just do their own thing.
Okay.
So they take the lead with that. They've also got a burger called the Warrior Burger, which came in after my time, but it's like two burger patties.
I'm in.
Mozzarella dippers.
Oh.
Cheese as well, and bacon bits, and then like an onion relish in it.
It's onion relish sounds good.
It's a challenge, but I will take on that challenge at any day of the week.
What is a mozzarella dipper? Is it like just a stick, like a stick shape?
So the ones at TGI Fridays are like a rectangle of mozzarella. So it's just like breaded.
Even more than what we have here. I like it.
You get more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
I love it. But I worked at TGI Fridays when I was studying at university. I did a degree in dance and I specialized in choreography. Mm-hmm. And I went, what can I do to keep myself entertained four nights a week? I work at TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be on the floor being a waiter, but they were like, we think we need you on the door. And I was like, why? I don't want to be a door bitch. I want to be on the floor hi, what can I get for you? Oh, two Diet Cokes coming right up. Cheers. But they were like, no, we need you on the door. And I didn't realize it's like running a mission on a Saturday night to make sure all your seats are covered, make sure those bookings come in, but you get those buzzers and those pagers out.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like a host, like a host stand.
A door host, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a lot of work. I could never.
I did it for like a year before they like dual trained me.
Uh-huh.
So one day I'd be on the door, then the next day I'd be on the floor. And some days I would flip between the both.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how my brain processed it, but I did it. And I absolutely loved it. I think if somebody was to say to me, Your time with drag is up tomorrow. Okay, get me back to the restaurant. I'll be like, hi guys, welcome. Hi Delta,
That's
what would you
so
like today?
Interesting, because we are very similar because I've said to people before, I loved working in retail. I worked in retail as a salesperson and also as a manager. And mm-hmm. I loved it because even though it was a challenge working with the dregs sometimes, the worst people, the meanest people, if you're able to switch it around on them and provide them a good experience, you think to yourself, like, I've really achieved something. Like, I've really done something here to make people who, for instance, going out to TGI Fridays, maybe this is their actual, you know, experience of fun that they're going to have this month. If you're able to facilitate that in any way, it's a big deal to them and it can be a big deal to you. So I would love to go back to customer service. I think I would see it with different eyes, of course. I think we both would.
Oh,
but yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
I think for me, I would go back with a completely different approach. I was so thrifty as well because nobody in our store, you know, they do the birthdays, they do the big song and dance, the balloons, everything. So many people come to my section and be like, I've got a birthday on table 73. Can you come do a birthday? I was like, it'll cost you. So whatever tip they got, I got a percentage of that tip.
Smart.
If they had a good birthday. So I'd be like, all right, TGI Fridays, we've got Delta celebrating her birthday. Can we have a round of applause? And then, like, the whole restaurant would erupt. I'd get up on the chair. So, like, it was only fitting that I threw a wig on and got paid to do it.
Yeah.
Because tips were great, but not like what we get for doing drag.
We need to save that. I want to play that for my birthday next year because I've never had that happen at a restaurant before.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When's your birthday?
It's in January, January 23rd.
Oh, my God. Okay, shall I fly back out and we'll go to a TGI's?
Wait, so I've been to the UK a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time getting ice for my beverages. Would there be a difficult... Would TGI Fridays be a sanctuary for an American like me or no?
So when I did my training, obviously the tap drinks are all refillable. So I was always on it. I'd mm-hmm. see if the glass was like half full because the glass is always half full with me. I'd look on those tables and I would walk back to the table with a full glass because by the time they've asked for another one, that glass will be empty. If I preempt that, by the time they want another drink, it's already there. And Delta, they taught us the glass has to be full to the top with ice because it stays compact, so the drink stays cold for longer.
I mean, this is why we are the same person.
Very Delta.
I just wanted it that way, but she was trained that way. So she went somewhere where this is instituted. Like, maybe I would love TGI Fridays even more in the UK.
You'd love it with me.
I would, even if it was here, as long as you were here with me.
Oh, I'd make that happen. If they're hiring, I'll be there. I've got the visa. I'm here for the next 3 years.
I love this.
But there could be snow on the ground, and I will still have ice to the top of the glass. Do you know what I want? So we were just talking off camera. And we're like both homebodies. I want an ice machine in my house.
Oh, absolutely.
The bags of ice mm-hmm. that we buy do mm-hmm. not last. No. They do not last because I will have ice with my water, ice with my orange juice, ice with my Diet Coke, because we get the 2 liter bottles.
Yeah.
Because I can't be pissing about with the cans.
Uh-huh.
I want a pint. Do you do pints over here?
Of Diet Coke, I think we do the 16 ounce, a 20 ounce. And then I think there is that like 32 ounce bottle. Yeah. And then there's the 2 liter bottle.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
I really want to go to a 7-Eleven
uh-huh.
and get one of like the big drinks.
Uh-huh.
But obviously there's no cups there. Do you go to the till and ask for them?
The cups are there. The cups will be there for you.
Did I go to a shit one?
No, you probably went to one where they have a lot of questionable people that come in and think that the beverages are free or ice is free.
Well, it's on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so.
That's not the good one. You should go to the one up the street from here. It's a good one. And the biggest cup you're going to be able to pull out for yourself is 64 ounces.
I don't know what that
means. It's this tall and it's that round. And it is enormous. And the trick there is I would do 3/4 full just because it is so big.
Yeah. You'll piss yourself.
You'll have enough. I mean, and it's going to last you. It's going to last you. But for me, if the ice starts to melt, I'm like, I'll just throw the drink out. So what I like to do sometimes, like you said, fill it all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Right? And then when I put the liquid in, it's probably only that much. So I'll go get a 20-ounce bottle to have with me so I can still refill with the ice as I go. Because I would probably almost rather have more ice than beverage.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can 100%. Always refill it later.
Do you eat ice?
Yes, chew ice, of course.
My husband, Hayden, hates me for eating ice. He detests it. He's like, you're a freak. I'm like, I love it.
The doctor says it's like eating glass. They're like, it's not really good for you. But I mean, it's
water.
I don't
tell my dentist.
We're getting our water in. What more do you want? Let's take a break. And we are back with the gorgeous, the beautiful, the UK's Alyssa. That's what people were calling you.
Miss Delta! Miss Delta!
You brought candy from the UK.
Look, 'tis the season of Halloween.
Yes.
And I obviously love sweets and chocolates and candy. I'm getting used to calling everything by its American terminology.
Okay.
But I feel like you haven't had the full UK sweet experience. So I have bought some goodies.
Oh my gosh, how exciting.
And I even went and purchased a Halloween
bag. Oh, how cute is that?
That you can reuse at your pleasure. But I've got to try and stand up gracefully.
Are we trying them now?
Are we trying them now?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's try them now. Okay, where would you like to... Actually, let's do a lucky dip, Delta.
Okay.
So you can pull them out and I will describe them.
Okay.
And then you can go to town with them.
Oh my God, there's a ton of stuff in here.
So I went to Tesco's,
which I've been to.
Oh my God.
And I love... You know what? Let me tell you something that I really, really think is true. Oh my gosh. Sandwiches in the UK, the sandwich options for me are better than the sandwich options that you would get here at like a 7-Eleven or even in the airport. They're better. Yeah. Like they're presented better. They're fresher. What? Why? What is that?
I don't know what we do with our sandwiches.
Jelly babies.
Jelly babies. Oh my God. Jelly babies are like a fruity sweet that's covered in like a sugar powder.
I'm into it.
And you have like blackcurrant, you have like strawberry, you have lime, you have orange flavor. They're delicious. Open them, try them, go to town.
Tell me about the sandwiches. Okay. So I can hear about food while I'm eating food.
So I am, anybody that knows me, I'm queen of the meal deal. Oh my God, did you just pull a knife out?
I did.
Don't
you're in a dangerous
Delta.
Part of town.
Hey, you got to look after number one. But, okay, that looks like a strawberry.
Ooh, the texture.
So it's like a jelly. It's like, I can't even describe. I'm terrible at descriptive words.
It's got powdered sugar on it or something.
Super sweet. I could sit and devour a packet. But like the lucky dip of any flavor. Oh, is that the squashies?
Drumstick okay. Squashies.
Okay, so these used to be a lollipop. They still exist. So it was a lollipop sweet that was like a chewy kind of texture. And they made it into like a foam marshmallow with the flavors. So I believe it's strawberry and milk flavored.
My favorite ingredient in any candy is marshmallow. Number one ingredient.
Okay, let's see what you think about the squashies.
Best thing ever.
See? Okay.
You can taste the milk.
Pull one out and just show the camera. It looks like a trucker's tan, like a sunburn, doesn't it?
That's a fun way to look at it. I've never heard of that. A trucker's tan.
A trucker's tan, because there was arms out the window and they got the t-shirt tan. But it looks like a ginger's arm that's just gone out in the middle of July.
Can I like them both equally?
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, sandwiches. I'm queen of the meal deal. Like, I eat my meal deal as I'm driving. Terrible. Don't sue me, UK. Don't take away my driver's license. I've had it for 12 years. But I love, my favorite
is
a chicken anything. So okay. It could be chicken and bacon. Chicken salad, chicken and stuffing, chicken and sweet corn, or chicken and mayo. Like Tesco's and Marks and Spencer's do an incredible chicken and bacon sandwich. That is like top tier for me.
Okay.
But I also love the sandwich triples where you have like a chicken triple. So it'll be like a chicken and bacon, chicken salad, and chicken and stuffing. And then you get a sandwich and a half because it's three halves. So you get one full sandwich
okay.
and a half.
Oh my gosh, this is perfect.
But this is where people get really controversial. And I love people that are like, rate my meal deal on Twitter
okay.
or X, sorry. Which also, are you going to pay for it? Because like, fuck am I going to pay for Twitter?
No.
Sorry,
I don't
Elon.
Think so.
You fucking dickhead.
I don't think so.
He bought it just to ruin it, didn't he?
He did.
Anyway, I love when people rate their meal deals, and I'm very controversial. I'm like, that crisp choice is poor. Why would you put like a beef crisp with a prawn mayonnaise sandwich? You're a criminal. You should be locked up
She's
for that.
Perfect. You are perfection. These opinions are researched. Like these are really thought out, and you really mean it, and you'll stand behind them.
I've
love
done my
that
research.
You said it and you mean it.
What's your views on salt and vinegar crisps?
Well, first of all, crisps.
Chips.
No,
sorry.
I love it because I feel this glove is giving me the business. I also think that not only just the sandwiches, but the UK crisps are far better than any of the chip options we have here. And I have had friends, my friend Andrea Green has sent me from the UK, she'll send me them, and I've had the first ones I ever had were prawn cocktail, which I fell in love with. Had no concept of how much I was going to love them, but I've also had the cheese and onion. I've had something chicken flavored. I can't remember.
Oh my God, roast! That we do like a roast chicken.
Yeah.
So Walkers, which is like the British version of Lay's, which I know you're not a big fan of Lay's, but
not normally, no.
But like, I think Walkers are like top. They're like the staple, the classic.
Right.
You know what you're getting.
I first knew them through Walker Shortbread, which I don't know if that's the same company.
I don't think they're associated.
No? Okay. No. That's different.
But
okay.
Walkers is like the staple crisp.
Okay.
But they do a range called Sensations, mm-hmm. and they do a roast chicken and thyme flavored crisp.
Who even knew that? Are you serious?
Delta, you give me a shopping list and I'll post them back to you.
That sounds amazing.
I'll post them to you. But going back to salt and vinegar, they are the most universal crisp. It goes with any flavored sandwich. Oh, and you could argue a ready salted is the most universal, but that's boring.
Right.
That's boring.
Right.
You want depth. You want flavor.
You do. You want layers.
Yes. Exactly.
I agree.
And
I
the more like, tangy, the better.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people say there's this like, you know, the what is the word that I'm looking for? Like when you make an assumption about a group of people, you know, you just decide this is going to be this way, this is that way. All salsa is hot, people will say. Or that what you hear
well,
they're
is white.
Right. But people will say, oh, the food in the UK is so bland. I've had great experiences with the food. I had a wonderful breakfast. I thought everything was flavorful. I had wonderful sausage. The pudding was wonderful. Like, I loved it. And I would love to have more. I would love to try more because I've only had, you know, limited fish and chips beyond anything I had ever had in my life. A piece of fish this big. It was crazy. It was so good.
Right. We need to get you back to the UK and do a very Delta podcast tour.
I would love it. I would love it.
We could just tour this.
Yeah.
I'm sure very Delta and very Cheryl.
Right.
It can happen. Promoters, if you're out there, call us.
We are here. And we could review sandwiches.
Oh, we could just literally sit and eat.
Yeah.
And I would love that. I'd take you to TGI Fridays. We'll get them to
sponsor properly.
Yeah.
But so this is, would you call this candy or would you just call it sweets? What would you?
So it's very, candy over here is everything, isn't it?
Right.
It's chocolates. It's like
everything.
The sweet stuff. I would define sweets and chocolate, but they'd be found in the same aisle. So, like, that's a collection of sweets and chocolate. But I think they are the stuff that the UK's best attributes to the confectionery world. So, jelly babies, top tier. The squashies, they're very new to the game.
They're
very
so
new.
What else is weird? This is called, I don't want to open all these because I don't want to waste them yet, but this is
called... Is that a dip dab?
Dip dab.
Okay. Dip dab is like a lollipop.
Okay.
With a lemon sherbet. So what you do is you lick your strawberry lollipop, get it all tacky, stick it into the sherbet.
Okay.
And then you lick all the sherbet off your lollipop.
Oh, I feel it in there.
Maybe save that for a rainy day.
We have something similar called Fun Dip.
Okay.
But it looks like a long aspirin, and it's a chalky consistency, and then you just dip it in. And this is better. I think this is more elevated. I'm telling you, come on. This is really the way that you do it.
What's your views on chocolate, though? That's what I want to know.
I love chocolate. I love chocolate very much. I do like it cold. I sometimes like it frozen, actually.
Delta is my girl.
I will do it frozen. I think it's great. I love... do you ever do a chocolate-dipped ice cream cone? Have you done that?
No.
So a lot of fast food places here will do them, or there used to be a place called Tasty Freeze, but you could also go to Foster's Freeze, and you can go, you can go to, we have Wiener Schnitzel here, is the name of the place.
That's the thing I was thinking of.
Yeah, Wiener the hot dog Schnitzel. Place. Okay, yes! That's what we were talking about. Okay, so you can go there, and you can get an ice cream cone, and it comes out soft serve, like kind of like ridgy in a way, and then they'll dip it in chocolate that freezes immediately and it becomes a layer. So once you bite it, because that chocolate was originally hot, the ice cream starts melting. So you have a limited amount of time.
Oh,
so you have to work that thing. You have to work it like this all
like
the way around.
Take my time.
I'm telling you. But you can also get it dipped in strawberry. You can get it dipped in orange cream. A million different ways. It just depends on the time of the year. They'll bring out different ones.
I'm obsessed.
It's so good. So I love, that's what I'm saying. When I love the frozen chocolate, and I love it that way. Yeah, frozen I love it.
Tell me why.
If it's just you and me, we can have Frozen. We can have Refrigerator. If your boyfriend says, hey, all I have here is room temperature, I'll eat it too.
Cool. We're good. Because unfortunately, this is room temperature. I think it might be a bit chilled because I'm still getting used to like air conditioning everywhere, which is my dream. I want air conditioning in every room in my house.
Yeah.
Because I hate being hot. I like being hot on the beach, but if I'm hot in a room, I'm out. I'm done.
Let's take a break. We are back with my friend, the beautiful Cheryl Hole. I'm all sugared up already. I mean, I'm like, it doesn't take much for me. You know, I'm like, when it comes to sugar, not like caffeine, but sugar and alcohol are the same for me. I always used to think that, you know, when people go, oh, that person's a lightweight, or it doesn't take much for this or that, depending upon weight. I always thought the bigger you were, the more you could drink because it took longer. And I don't drink very often. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not a sober person or anything like that. I just rarely am in the place where I'm like, I'd like to drink a lot, but I love it. I think it feels great, but it doesn't take much for me. And sugar is the same way.
Mm. See, I don't really like to drink when I'm working.
Uh-huh.
I always think like, I'm doing a professional job. Why am I going to get absolutely like off my face wasted before I even step out on stage?
I'm with you, girl.
So like I will always have a drink at the end of the show.
Sure.
Even if I've got three numbers to do, I'll do my two. Then I'll pour myself a little bevy, have a little giggle, and then we'll do the curtain call. Woo, job's over. But I love sugar. We are the same person.
I love this. I love how your theory
I'm
so
50-50.
Much.
I love having my savory food, but then I always need a dessert.
Okay.
So like my friends always, they want the appetizer, they want the main course, and then they don't want the dessert. They want a cocktail or something. And I'm like, but guys, I really want the cheesecake. And I was on holiday. I'm going to tell you a very quick story.
Tell me.
I was on holiday. We used to go on these big family holidays. It'd be like 10 of us would go. And we were in a restaurant in Barbados, not a flex, just location. And it was all inclusive. So obviously you can eat to your heart's content. And then they came round, they were like, so would anybody like a dessert? And I was like, well, what's on the menu? They come out and they go, well, we got this and we got cheesecake. And this is like the third night in. And they go, oh, we've got a New York cheesecake. And I'm like, oh, well, there's always room for cheesecake.
There's always.
Always room for cheesecake. Schoolboy era, because that was in 2012. And that's followed me to this day, that catchphrase. Anytime, any family function, well, there's always room for cheesecake. There's me in the corner crying, eating a piece of cheesecake.
Were they reading you?
Yes.
Why?
Because they think that I will always have a piece of cheesecake, even if I'm like, no, I'm too full up. Every night, if I was full up from having like an appetizer, a main course, I was like, I'm not feeling dessert today, which is rare that I say that. But they'd be like, you need to eat the cheesecake. I'm like, okay, there's always room for cheesecake.
Well, you know, that follows Mrs. Kasha Davis. It always follows her that there's always time for a cocktail, but she's sober.
Yeah.
But she still finds room for a mocktail.
Yeah.
So,
or a cookie.
You know, yeah.
Which she said to me.
Or a cookie. This is the part of the podcast where people send in letters.
Read me, Delta! Read me, Delta!
You really do watch. I'm so excited.
I'm a fan.
I love it. I love this.
Look, your podcast is the only thing that gets me going on a Monday.
I love that. Thank you.
And I'm not having a wank watching you. As much as people would love that at home.
Some people do.
Well,
some people do. It's a weird fetish.
How's your feet business going?
It's going slowly. It's going slowly.
Slowly but surely.
I started shaving the hair off my feet. So we're going to start there. And
I mean,
then
I've got
we'll
hobbit
get a,
feet underneath these.
I have to do that before I get a pedicure because I don't want to scare them. And then once we get them all cleaned up and ready to go, then we'll see which shoes they actually fit inside of. So we'll try there. All right, first letter.
Letter.
If people, oh, look at that.
We are getting spooky, spooky.
This could be, I wonder if that's candy, you think?
Why don't you try it? Oh, God.
No.
No.
It has a metal taste like real blood.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good stuff.
If you want to send a letter, send it to readmedelta@gmail.com. Questions, queries, advice. Yeah, so that's, you know, that's what it is. I'm going to save that envelope. I like that one. That's cute. Okay. Do you say envelope or envelope?
Oh, God, you're putting me up. I'm just going to go to the shop and get my envelope.
You have to, because it's like where you're from. You have to say that. Envelope. You don't have a choice. Like I said, I have to force myself to say envelope, even though I think it does sound nicer. But, you know, it's we're two people separated by an ocean. And even though we're similar, we're so different. We were reared so differently.
I know.
Why were we separated at birth? 18 years apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Delta and sexy guests.
Sexy for
Shexy.
Buy a girl a drink.
Do you say I'm pregnant or we're pregnant? Shout out to Zaddy Mark. Very Rick.
Oh, Rick.
If you were having a baby, would you announce that you were pregnant with a baby, or that you and your partner were pregnant with a baby? We're pregnant.
I'm a stickler for context, so it depends. Am I having a conversation with just one person? Am I having it with my partner next to me?
Uh-huh.
So if I was just by myself, I'd say, I'm pregnant.
I love you.
I need context. If you ask me a question, I need to know the context
right.
to know how to answer it, because I could say, we're pregnant, we're expecting, we're going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. That's how I would address it if my partner, my husband, was with me.
God, you're nice. You're a nice person. You're like a little legitimately, and I'm not even trying to be like condescending. You're legitimately a fucking nice person.
Life's too short to be a cunt. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
Life's too short to be a cunt. I see so many queens, and like, this is no shade to the girls that have come after me, but I was so honored to be a part of this franchise, mm-hmm. to be a part of this drag world.
Yeah.
And why would I be a dick to people? Why would I be rude when I'm honored? I'm honored to be here at Very Delta. I don't think anybody actually understands how honored I was when I was asked to come be on this podcast, because I am such a big fan of yours. I was saying to you about watching you on season 3, and like that contemporary approach to drag inspired me and realized that I could do everything I wanted with drag. But then I see girls come off the show and they're acting like bitches in the dressing rooms. They're demanding drinks. They're speaking to staff like shit. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Right.
Life's too short. Let's all be nice. Let's all get on. I mean, not everybody has to get on. There's people I don't get on with, but I will still be civil and just crack on with it.
Right.
But let's just get on with life and be nice. But yes, in answer to the question, if I was having a conversation with you, you'd be like, oh, so got any news? Well, I'm actually expecting.
Right.
But I'm expecting. But if my husband Hayden was sitting with me, we're going to have a baby.
Right.
Oh, how lovely.
See, that just makes sense. I mean, it makes sense because it's literally how you would phrase a sentence.
Yeah.
I love that answer.
I love that I'm drinking Diet Coke with you. I feel honored.
It feels great. It feels great. Does your straw bend?
Mine does bend.
Mine does.
Shakira would be happy.
But whoever put mine in with the bendy side in here.
Somebody is getting fired today.
We need free drinks in here. We need you to stop acting like assholes. I'm here with Cheryl Hole.
Do you know who we are? Fucking idiots.
Do they even know who the fuck? We were on Drag Race. We were on Drag Race. Do you under? They don't even know who we are.
I hate when queens use the Drag Race card. Bitch, we've all got a fucking wig on our head.
At this point, everybody's been on Drag Race, by the by.
I mean, we've had 500 queens through the doors internationally. Like,
everyone.
It's not a flex, guys.
Right. Everyone's been on.
We're all in the same fucking dressing room. Calm your tits.
Oh, just a little bit.
Oh.
Just a little dot.
That was a nosebleed.
That was a nosebleed for sure. For sure.
Get the tampon.
I wonder if we could put that on the pumpkin, maybe.
Oh. 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 Yes.
You could have opened that package of candy and put a bunch of those in there and had me chewing them going, everything of the UK is so good. Oh my God, my friend Cheryl brought me this candy.
I wouldn't have known any better. I've got Delta wrapped around my finger now with these sweets.
You really do. Okay. Dear Ms. Delta Work, what are the most Halloween fragrances, not only in name and concept, but in actual scent? Like what fragrances smell spooky? Ooh. Dreaming of you and always your gorgeous guest, very Tandy.
Tandy Newton.
Tandy Newton.
Friend of the pod.
Very, well, there is a line of fragrances called Halloween, and we buy them here at Ross. They come from some manufacturer somewhere, so they're not manufactured for Ross, but they have, like, they come in a silver box with, one has purple, one has red, maybe one has gray on the silver. They smell like candy. They smell, fabulous. You know, yeah, like a gourmand fragrance, so it
I
would
love
be like
a sweet
food.
Smell. Do you know Lush?
I do. I went to a Lush one time in the UK.
Lush do like the sweetest fragrances. And they do seasonal ones as well. Mm-hmm. But my favorite is the Christmas one. It's called Snow Fairy.
Oh my gosh.
Smells sweet. It's just like pure sugar in a spritz. And it smells, if a color could be personified into a fragrance, it would be pink.
Okay.
It just spritz and it smells pink.
Okay.
But I love seasonal fragrances. I'm not, I know you love an earthy, woody fragrance like a candle, but I will take a cotton.
Okay.
I would love like a flowers. Mm-hmm. There's a company called The White Company in the UK.
Okay.
And they do like bougie candles. And there's ones called Seashells.
Mm.
And it smells like seaside, but floral, but like salty as well.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
I need to send you one of those.
I would love that. I have some fragrances. I have quite a few fragrances that are lighter because I feel like it really sets the mood for whatever it is that you're wearing.
Oh, and of
what,
course.
You know, that will, if you're looking like, oh, I want to wear this sort of outfit, this fragrance seems to go with it because that's what you project or whatever. I think for Halloween, I love those fragrances, but I would definitely say something sweet and sugary, like you said, is kind of Halloween because
candy.
You think
season.
Of candy. You think of candy.
Yeah.
But then I also think of something witchy. So I think
moss. Gosh.
Yeah, that could be like Estee Lauder. Youth Dew. It's very heavy. The color in the bottle is almost like brown green. It's not beautiful necessarily, but the fragrance smells like a witch hidden somewhere. Like it just, it sounds like you're really going through like a cavernous area.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. So there's that. So maybe something with a bit of licorice in it, anise in
it. I can see that. Yeah.
That would be nice. There is a fragrance that I learned about when I worked with RuPaul. She had a bottle of it, and it is it's an oud fragrance, but it's from Lancôme. And I remember saying to her, oh, I love that fragrance. And it was really heavy, and she kept putting it in a diffuser, so it made the whole room smell like it. And so her makeup in the hair room and the clothing room always smelled like this. And a lot of people thought it was too heavy. And I thought it was so good and so mysterious and spooky. And I asked her about it. And she's like, oh, it's from Lancôme. And this is the name of it. And I looked at it. And I was like, oh, the next time I go to the Lancôme counter, I'm going to get myself a bottle. And she goes, oh, darling, you will not find that at the Lancôme counter. You have to get it at a Lancôme boutique. It's very expensive. And I was like, bitch, knock it off. I have a credit card. The bill's not paid, but I have a credit card. There's a little bit on one, you know what I mean? But anyway, she always smelled like that, and it was so beautiful. She had a lot of fragrances, that different ones. When I think of a sugary one, I think of pure sugar. I don't know where it comes from, but Pandora Box smells like it.
Oh, okay.
And that's her fragrance, and whenever I smell it, I know that's Pandora. She's in the room. It's gorgeous.
See, I'm from the school of Delta Work when it comes to perfume, so when I first started drag, I was like, I have to douse myself, hands, any movement, anything that gives movement.
I love that.
Down the hair, always, just anything that moves, perfume. My poor mother, I owe her about 20 bottles of perfume.
Oh my gosh.
Because I would just take it.
Yeah.
And it would be stuff that I'd buy her because I loved it. So
right.
I'm to this day, I am a Rihanna girl through and
through. So, she has great fragrances. So good.
I mean, I've got one of her first fragrances. I think it was Rebel Flair.
Mm-hmm.
That to this day, if I see it, I know it's been discontinued, so I need to take it. Mm-hmm. If that's on a shelf in a shop, I'm taking it. Yeah. I don't care the cost because I may never get it again.
Yeah.
It could be the last one. So, but it's you and Kylie Sonique Love that now I blend two fragrances.
It's so fun to do. It really is. And it makes it uniquely you. When I walked into the green room, I could smell just as I was walking, turning
like
the corner.
Poppers.
And I was like, oh. Is that Cheryl? Is she here? And there you were. And I thought, the room just smelled so good. It smelled like very specific. That's why I said, what are you wearing? I can't even pinpoint this. And it was you who, and I don't want to tell you what she mixed because we have to gatekeep certain things.
Well, unfortunately, I've given one away.
You've given one away, but that's okay.
That's only half the story.
It is.
If you're not subscribed to Mum Plus, you're only getting half the story.
You're only getting half. Thank
I'll
you for being
my
here.
No, thank you for
this
having me.
This blew by. It does. When I'm really, really, really super, super intrigued by you. I think you're fun. I think you're exciting. I mean, I see that on TV, of course. I watch the show. I love the show. It's so hard when people see someone from the show and then they kind of make their assumptions about whatever. And that's fine. We know that's going to happen. But it's always a treat. I really have to say, when you watch any of these shows, whether it's Drag Race or Project Runway or whatever, you really have to give yourself the opportunity to meet people because it's so much more. Like, you're only getting a little bit. You're really only getting a little bit. As you said, half the story. But, I mean, I think we are kind of the same person.
I am very... Every rant, talking about driving, I'm there because I'm like the road rage bitch. I'm like, you just took my parking space.
Right.
How dare you take my parking space?
Right. The fortunate thing for you is that you are almost half my age. So, you know, you're still not all eaten up. So that's good.
I mean, if somebody would like to eat me.
I mean, you've been eaten out, of course, right? But
and we're going to go eat out after this.
We're going to go out to eat. We're going to eat out, and then we're going to get ate out. So, you know, that's it.
Well, that's a risky game.
Well, we'll get... Well, it has to go in a certain order.
No hot sauce.
Right. It has to go in a certain order because, shit travels downhill.
Surely you'd want to do the business first.
Right.
Then get down to business.
Because you'll
eating.
Be relaxed.
Yes.
And there'll be no problems.
Yes.
There'll be no problems. Thank you for listening and watching Very Delta. We come out every Monday. Subscribe to Mom Podcast right here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. And search for Very Delta on your favorite podcast apps. And subscribe to Mom Plus for even more Very Delta. You can send all your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram @DeltaWork. Where can people find you?
See, I was a smart bitch. I went universal @CherylHolQueen for everywhere.
Across the board.
Yes.
Yeah. You can also follow the show on Instagram and TikTok @VeryDelta because if you're not, you're really only getting
half the story.
Join me next week right here for another episode of Very Delta. And until then, keep things very scary, Delta.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus @mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.